Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainus Chafei Amin Aleph. We're holding on Chavdal Dama base, three lines in the bottom, Amrav Yehuda Amarav. So says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda Amarav, Bechol Yoyim V'yoyim Baskol Yoytzeis V'yimeres, every day a Baskol comes down and says, Nakolo Oilam Kulo Einizoyim B'shvil Chanina B'ni, that the whole world is getting Parnasa, is getting Mezoynes, is getting food, sustenance, in the Schos of my son, Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa, V'chanina B'ni, Dayoy B'kav Charuvim Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. And even though it's all coming in his Schos, he himself only eats a kav of caribs from one Erev Shabbos to the next because he's so poor. And have a regula de Besu L'michmatan, his wife, Rabbi Chanina's wife, she was noik to heat up the oven every Erev Shabbos, and she put in something which would make it smoke up a lot. Misham kisufa, because she was embarrassed, everybody was baking challah, her oven was empty, she wanted people to think that she was baking too. She had a certain bad neighbor, an amra, she said, this neighbor said to herself, michti, wait a second, I know the ben daisas that they don't have anything, so my equally high, so what's going on over here. Alza Vatarfa Baba, she went and started knocking on the door, opening up the door, in Kaspa. So Mrs. Rabbi Chanina got very embarrassed. Her neighbor's about to walk in on her, bust her, Vailo Lindraina, so she goes to the inner room, and this Avid Luhunisa, the Chazul Tanura Mali Lachma, and this happened, and the oven had the appearance like it was filled with bread. Vaagna Mali Lisha, and the mixing bowl, the bowl that was used for the dough, for kneading the dough, would also, it looked like it was filled. So Amra Allah, so the neighbor says to Mrs. Rabbi Chanina, she says, Panisa, Panisa, Mrs., I see Masa, quickly get the shovel, the kocharach lachmech, your bread's about to burn. She told her, I see that there's lots of bread in the oven. So Amra Allah, so Mrs. Rabbi Chanina says to the neighbor, Enachanami, Afanala, Achyaili, why do you think I went to the other room? I went to go get the shovel. And Tana, we learned that Afi Lahavi Mardin Nichnasa, that Shitaka did go to get the shovel. She knew that this nes was going to happen, because she was accustomed to nisim happening to her. Sometime later, so she says to her husband, Mrs. Rabbi Chanina says to Rabbi Chanina, how long are we going to keep living like this with such poverty? So Rabbi Chanina says to her, my navid, what do you want us to do? So she says, Davin, that Hashem should give us parnasa. But Rachme, he davins, and Yatsa kemin pisas yad, v'yahavule chadkar defter didahava. A palm, an image like a palm, comes down from Shemayim, and it gives him a golden leg of a table. L'maisa chazi b'chalma, she sees in a dream, Mrs. Rabbi Chanina, she sees in a dream, that the city tzadiki da'achli after didahava, de isle klas kare. That in the future, the tzadikim are going to eat on golden tables that are made of, that have three legs. And she's told in her dream that your family are going to eat on a table that only has two golden legs. So Amar La, so Rabbi Chanina, she tells the dream to her husband, and Rabbi Chanina says to her, that Nichalach Tamechalach Kli, Kuli Alma, the Mechal Achli, Kuli Alma, Aftarid de Mishlam, Vanan Aftur de Mechaser, you want it to be like this, that the whole world should eat on a regular table, and we're going to be eating on a table that's broken. So Amar La, so she says to him, my Navi, what should we do? Boy Rachme, maybe you should daven, then Shkalinu Minach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take the leg back from you. Boy Rachme, he davens Ushaklu, and Taka, it gets taken back. And Tana, we learned in Ebraisa, that Gadol Hayun Ace Acher and Yaisim in Arishain. This second ace at the table, that the leg was taken back, was a greater nace than the first nace of the leg being given. The Gemiri Demehav Yahavi Mishko Le Shakli. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is only a giver, only gives, he doesn't take. And so this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took the leg back, that was a very big nace. Chad Be Shimshi, one Friday night, Chazi Labarti Dava Tziva. Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa sees his daughter, she's sad. So Amar La, he says, Biti Lamaya Tzivas, why are you sad? Amar La, she says, Klisho Chaymi says, Chalifli Beklishal Shemen, I mixed up the vinegar with the oil, Vidlakti Mimen or the Shabbos. By mistake, I lit from the vinegar for the Shabbos candles. So Amar La, so Rabbi Chanina says to his daughter, Biti, my Ichbat Lach, what does it matter to you? Misha Amar L'Shemen V'yadlik, Hu Yayman L'Chaymitz V'yadlik. The Kaddish Baruch Hu runs the world. He's the one who made Shemen catch fire. He can make vinegar catch fire. And Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Hayadaylik V'hayle Kula Yoyim Kulay, that the candles Taka stayed lit the entire Shabbos, Ad Shaviyu Mimenu Or LaHavdala. They were even able to bring the Havdala from this fire. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa, Havli Hanach Izeh, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, he once had some goats, and Amru Lay, so the neighbors told him, come Afsadan, that your goats are causing us a loss. They're eating from our stuff. So Amar, he says to them, I don't believe you. Ikam Afsadan Nechlenu Dube. If they're really being mafsed you, so Kadosh Baruch Hu should have wolves come and eat them up. V'ilai, and if not, so I'm going to tell you a simen. Nekolchad v'chada teisi l'orta duba bekarnayu. Tonight, every one of my goats are going to come back with a wolf in their horns. And l'orta, I see kolchad v'chada duba bekarnayu. That's not what happened. The goats came back with wolves in their horns, which was a simen that the neighbors were not telling the truth, and they were not really being mafsed the neighbors. Havle hu shibafta dekabanya besa. Rabbi Chanina had a neighbor that was building her house. V'leimatu kishur, and the beams of the house didn't reach from one side to the other. So Asi Lekamei and Amrele Banisi Besi Vlekamatu Kishurai. She goes to Rabbi Chanina, she tells him, I built the house and the beams don't reach. So Amrele Mashameh, he says to her, what's your name? Amrele Iku, my name's Iku. Amar Iku Nimtu Kishuraich. Your beams should reach. And Tana, we learned in Ebraisa, Hegiu Achiyatsu Amalekan Vamalekan. Not just did they reach, but they even extended past the wall on each side in Amma. The Yesh Aimrim, and some say that the nace that happened was that snif and aso, that there were added pieces of beam that was added on each side miraculously. And Tani we learned in the Braisa Plimo Aimer, Ani Reisi Aiser Bayis. I saw that house, Vayukareis of Yaitseis Amalekan Vamalekan. I saw the beams extending past each wall. And Amo, the Amrulin, the people in the town, they told me that Bayezesh Akeira Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa bit Tfilasa, that this is the house that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa built with his tefillah. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa meichan havu le'izim. Now going back to the story with the goats, how did Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa have goats? Va'ani havi, he was very poor. Va'ani, and furthermore, Amru chacham emei megadlin be'medaka be'eretz Yisrael. Chazal said you're not allowed to raise a small animal like goats in Eretz Yisrael because it's going to eat other people's property, and presumably they're Jewish. It's going to be stealing from them. So Amru Pinchas Maisa va'aver Adam Echad. The story goes like this. It was a story that someone was passing by Al Pesach Beisai next to Rabbi Chanina's house. And he left his chickens there. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's wife found the chickens. And Rabbi Chanina told her, you're not allowed to eat from the eggs. Eventually there was a tremendous amount of eggs and chickens. It was too much, it was causing them pain. So they went and sold them and bought goats. Now, one time, the one who lost the chickens was passing by again. He tells his friend, yeah, this is where I left my chickens. Shama Rabbi Chanina, and Amar Lai, Rabbi Chanina hears them and he tells them, Yesh Lecha Ben Simen, do you have a Simen? Amar Lai Hain, he says yes. Nasun Lai Simen, gives a Simen, V'natal Se'izen, and in the place of the chickens, he receives the goats. V'hainin Izei Da'isu Dube Be'karnayu, those are the goats that we spoke about before that brought back the wolves and their horns. Now says the Gemara about a different Tzaddik, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, that Dechika Lei Milsa, he was very poor. Dechikle Milsa Tuva, he was very poor. And Avad Milsa, one time he bloodlet, he didn't have something to eat after bloodletting. So Shako brought a tuma, he took a clove of garlic, Vishadi Bapume, put it into his mouth. Not exactly the best food to eat after bloodletting. Chalash Libe, he got very weak, Venim, and he passed out. So Azul Rabban Lashuilebe, so Rabban went to go visit him, and Chazyu, the Kabachi Vichayech, they saw that he was crying, and then he was laughing in his sleep. Venatak Tzitzisa, the new Ramiapuse, and then sparks started coming out from his forehead. Kiesa, when he woke up, so Amru Lady said to him, my time of kabachis, v'chayacht, why were you crying? Why were you laughing? Also, what's the deal with the sparks? So Amar Lu, he says to them, in my sleep, I saw I was sitting with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'amri Lay, so I said to Hashem, and Masa, it's dire, v'hayalmo, how long am I going to continue living with such poverty? V'amar Li, so Hashem said to me that Elazar Beni, my child, Nichlach Ta'abchil Amma Mireisha, after the Misyalta B'Shaita the Mizayne, you want me to start the whole world over from the beginning and then maybe you'll be born in a better mazel, that you'll have money. So Amri Lekameh, I said to Hashem, Kuli Ive Efshar, even if you start over the whole world, it's only an Efshar that I'll be born with better mazel. Amri Le, I continued, I said to Hashem, the Chayeina, is that my life that I have left to live, is that what's more or the part of my life that I already lived? So Amri Le, the chay is the part that you already lived. So I said to Hashem, if anyways I already lived most of my life, I don't need you to start the whole world over, I'll manage. So Amar Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, and this is why I started to laugh now, that Bahaya Igra da Amar La Be'ina, and the schar that you're going to get for saying La Be'ina, Yehiv Nalach La'amada, I'll say in the future I'm going to give you tleisar narvasa de mishcha farsimay dachion ke paras v'diglas. I'm going to give you 13 rivers like the paras and diglas river that's going to be flowing with pure farsimay oil. De hameagnes lu behu that you're going to be able to enjoy from. Amri lekamei, I said to Hashem, hay v'sulay, why not more? Samar liu luchavrich mayel yahivna, what am I going to give to your friends? Samri le, I said to Hashem, v'anami gavner de lesley v'yina, am I asking something from someone who doesn't have unlimited? You have unlimited. So machin beskutla apute, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, he snapped his fingers on Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas's forehead, v'amar li Elazar b'ri, my son Elazar, that geiri bach geiri, I'm going to shoot you with my arrows, which was an expression of chiba, Rashi says, as an expression of love. Now Rav Chama Bar Chanina Gazer Taneisa Vayasa Mitra. There was a drought. Rav Chama Bar Chanina was Gazer Tainis, and Lamaisa didn't rain. So Amru Leva Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Gazer Taneisa Vayasa Mitra. How come when Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi is Gazer Tainis, it does rain? So Amar Lahu Ha'ana Habar Levoi. We're two different people. It's a question. So Amru Leva. So they said the Nasi even the Chavin Dait and Avsha the Tavit Zibura Libayu Da'ase Mitra. So why don't you go bring Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi here, and together we'll daven, and then maybe the Tzibur together with Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, maybe we'll be able to make it rain. But in Rachami Voyase Mitra, they bring Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Lamaisa still doesn't rain. So Amar Luhu, Rabbi Chama suggests, he tells the Tzibur, do you want maybe all of us all together, me and Rabbi Shua ben Levi together with the Tzibur, maybe if we all daven together we'll be able to bring the rain? Samrulei hang, yeah, let's try that out. Amar Rekia Rekia Kase Panecha Panayach, he says, heavens, you know, cover your face, there should be rain clouds. Lei Kase, there's no rain clouds. Amar, he says, Kama Azin Pnei Rekia, look how stubborn the heavens is being, and Ekase Vase Mitra, finally it gets covered, there's rain clouds and it starts to rain. Levi Gazer Taneisa V'lo Yasa Mitra. Levi was once Gazer Tainis and it didn't rain. Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Alisa V'yashavta B'marim V'inatam Arachim Abanecha, you live all the way up there and you don't care about us. Asa Mitra. And then it started to rain. V'idla, however, Levi became lame. Now Amar B'lazer L'olam Al Yatiach Adam Dvarim Klapei Maila. You see from here, a person has to be careful not to talk with disrespect against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shari Adam Gadol Yatiach Dvarim Klapei Maila. V'idla, a great man, he spoke disrespect and he became lame. Umanu Levi, that's referring to Levi. Now ask the Gemara, Vahag Armalei, this is what caused Levi to become lame. Vahag Levi Ach V'kida Kamid Rebbe V'ilah. We know that Levi became lame when he tried showing a kida in front of Rebbe, a certain type of bowing. That's when he became lame. Says the Gemara, Havahag Armalei, the physical thing was when he started to bow. But the reason why he had that hashkacha he became lame, that was the Talmud the Ruchnis, the Pnimi. And that's because he spoke, he was Matiach Dvarim Klapei Malo. Says the Gemara of Chia Bar Lulaini, Shmainu Lahanach Anane, he heard certain clouds that were over Eretz Yisrael, the Ka'ami, they were saying to each other, the Nesu V'Nesu V'Mayav Ba'Amenu Mayav. Let's go bring our rain to Amenu Mayav. So Amen Lefanav, he says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Kishenesata Torah La'amcha Yisrael, when you gave us the Torah, Chazarta Kolum Yisraelam V'Lei Kibluah. You went to the other nations. They had their chance, and they didn't accept it. And then va'achshavat ha'naisel ha'matar, and now you're going to go ahead and you're going to give the rain to them. They didn't accept you. Shadu ha'cha, give us the rain. Shadu ha'duchtayu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the rain clouds empty out in their place over Eretz Yisrael, and like that they were able to get the rain.